The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network. Riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Testing, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3. Testing, testing, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3. Today is May 22nd, Monday. We're taping on a Monday, which we don't usually tape on a Monday. Monday's usually the day.
Okay, I can't talk to you. You need to go clip this.
What?
You got hairs like hanging down and food in it and stuff. It's like,
there's no food in
it. Why don't you clip your hair? Like,
I'll clip where?
It's hanging past your lip.
All right, so I'll go take care of it after.
But why don't you just trim it every day so you can see your lip?
I do trim it.
It grows that fast every day?
No, you don't trim it every day when you're doing it. You trim it.
But it's your face.
Yeah, it's my lips. Who cares?
It seems like something you should do every day because it looks bad if you don't, and it's your face.
You keep saying it's my face. I know what my face.
I mean, it's
face.
Not like it's your underarm where people aren't going to notice.
All right, I'll go do it after. There's no need for such...
Vitriol?
Whatever. All right, let's get this thing rolling and get through this one. There will be no feedback because our phones are turned off. Is your phone turned off?
It's upstairs, charging.
Okay. The reason there's been feedback we heard, because our phones, you know, taping this on the Tascam until we...
I said I wasn't going to do another one on this.
I know, but Rob is so busy. Dr. Steve said he could walk us through it, but I don't
know. 1,000 people were like, it's super easy. You were like, no. You remember you were like, I said, I'll do it. And you were like, no, you can't. But why won't you let me?
Because you have to sync it with Rob.
But how come you won't let me do it? Like, take it over.
You can't do it.
Why?
Because, one, when I travel, I take my computer with me. You can't do it on your computer.
Why not?
Because there's no ports to put the audio box into, okay? You need ports.
I know, but if I struggled the way that you struggled with something...
I don't struggle at all. You keep saying I struggle. I don't struggle.
There's been 87 instances of podcast
it's
failure
not instances,
because...
It's incidents. Incidents. Say incidents.
Incidents.
Yeah, not instances. Okay.
Well, it could also be instances. Yes.
That's not what you said. It's
okay.
Incidents. There's been...
Okay. This is another thing about you. It's like, at what point...
What?
Do you think I'll correct her, even though I have proven over and over again
when
that speaking is not my forte?
No, when I find...
Okay, let's go.
Okay, well, hold on, let's get started. What's today's date? May 22nd, Monday. Real quick. This Wednesday night, I will be at the Comedy Underground in Seattle. Wednesday night, one night only, Comedy Underground, Seattle. Then Thursday, Friday, Saturday, the Comedy Mix in Vancouver. Where can I play golf in Vancouver? You guys know a decent public course where I could play golf in Vancouver. Friday and Saturday, let me know.
Okay.
Okay, and come out to Seattle. I never worked there. One time, one night only. All right, you go, Bonnie. Hit it.
What do you want me to do?
Do a read. Let's get...
Okay. Guys, I've been getting this, and it is the most fantastic thing.
And go do it quick.
What?
The read. Don't, you know...
I'm just going to, like, tell what I'm getting and how great it is. It's, because I hate going shopping. I just hate it. So I do a lot of online shopping, then you get it, and it's not what you thought it was, or whatever, and you're stuck with it. Well... This is called Le Tote, and for $39 a month, you get a box of up to $700 worth of clothing that you wear for as long or as short as you want, and then you send it back, and you get to go on their website and pick all the clothes, and they end up being completely, they fit you exactly. They figure out what you like, what you don't like, what your fits are, and you know, it's like having a...
Tailor.
A tailor. No, a stylist. It's like having a stylist. Yeah. So you get a fashion subscription box that sends brand name clothing and accessories right to your door for one low monthly fee of $39. They're the style and fit experts. They have data to fit you better than any other retailer. And you rent this clothing from places like Free People, Nike, Rebecca Minkoff, and more. And you get as many totes as you want per month. You just wear, return, and repeat. It's fantastic. So go to letote.com. That's letote.com to get started for as low as $39 a month. Enter the promo code VOS, V-O-S, at the checkout to get 50% off your first month. Once you sign up, you'll receive your completely customized tote within days. Wear what you want, return everything in the mail, and when you're done... return the mail when you're done. They also just give you a bag that you put the whole box in the bag. It's seals, boom, done. Throw it in the... I can't remember now what
UPS?
It is. UPS box. It's the easiest thing in the world. Again, that's letote.com. Enter your code VOS and feel fabulous with fashion delivered right to your door. Should I do this one now?
No, wait.
Do that a little bit.
You can't do two reads.
Don't do two reads back to back.
What's the repeat thing? It's like that Tom Cruise movie.
Repeat. I don't know what it is.
Remember that movie he did?
Yeah, no, I don't. I mean, do we have to?
No. Whatever, let's move on.
Return, repeat. Starring Tom Cruise.
Yes. Also, if you go behind the wall, there's a lot of content. Get four of my CDs, some live shows. So go behind the wall. It's $1.99 a month. All right. All right.
What do we got to actually go over today?
I had your friend open for me this week.
Ken Kranz, my opener.
He's a funny guy. He's a good comic.
Yeah.
Well, first, the host.
What about him?
Thursday was my first night, and I give them an easy intro, because intros really, look,
Ken
people...
Ken texted me about this.
Intros are just, you know, look, I remember when I was doing theaters after Last Comedies and that, my intro was just my name, because they knew who I was, they were coming to see me.
Mm-hmm.
And in a comedy club, some people know who you are, and some people don't. So you do a little intro. To me, I'm not going to, you know, some of these people have these long intros, so I just give a simple one. Simple. Two-time Oscar writer.
Mm-hmm.
Regular on SiriusXM.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty easy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't throw in Comedy Central, HBO.
You got a lot of other credits.
None of the
using.
I don't throw the other stuff.
Hundreds, right.
Why do that?
Right.
So the first night, it's easy. Two-time Oscar writer. Regular on SiriusXM. Fucking host. Two-time Emmy writer.
Mm-hmm.
Emmy writer. Had to trash him for 5 minutes because I never did the Emmys. Never wrote on him. And if you're going to
get... Was he a funny guy?
Yeah, he's all right, yeah.
But just it was all white guys?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
Ugh. And then I said, look, it's not that hard. I trashed him. You know, I said, I'm going to get you fired if you keep it up. Saturday first show, old Nervous Nelly. Two-time Emmy writer again.
Oh, my God.
Two times in a row.
Do you know he loves what? The Emmys. Is he getting a kickback from the Emmys?
I don't know, but a couple months ago, I was at some small club, during a weeknight or something. And the guy goes, two-time Oscar winner. The MC.
I like that.
I was an Oscar winner, but I was at that club.
Yeah, yeah. No, two-time. I mean, when you fall hard.
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
They're not that hard, these intros. And they don't, like I said, they don't mean a lot. But Oscar writer, it brings a little prestige. People go, oh, the guy wrote.
They've heard of the Oscars.
They've heard of them. No, not many people have heard of the Emmys. More Oscars. You know, the Oscars are worldwide. I think the Emmys are not worldwide. The Golden Globes are worldwide because it's the foreign press. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Critics' choice? Just amongst the critics. It's just a tick on my back, do you think? It's not sticking out.
No, it's under your skin.
Well, it wouldn't be a tick if it was under, because a part of it would be... Right?
Yes. I mean,
you can
listen.
Tell the tick, right?
You're not. Oh, my God, dumb. I'm not doing this.
Well, you say you point... My whole back is scratched up from scratched on the wall or playing golf. It looks like...
You scratch yourself against the wall like an animal?
How else you scratch your... Well, no, sometimes you use a back scratcher.
Mm-hmm.
But...
Because of your scar.
But, no...
This is why you like having a wife, so you can go to your wife.
I'll scratch my scar.
Scratch my scar.
Sometimes...
Girlfriends won't do that. Wives will.
They'll scratch your scar?
Yeah, girlfriend's not going to scratch your scar.
All right, let's pick it up. So you're sure this isn't a tick, right? Should I get in a magnifying glass for you?
First of all, don't tell me to... And then start talking about your fucking... Let's get a little energy going while we're talking about my tick. That's not a fucking tick, by the way. And people are like, oh, she's all mean to him all the time. What the fuck do you want me to say? What the fuck, people? I use that term loosely. What the fuck do you think I should be doing on this fucking podcast?
Yeah, you are mean.
Whoa, honey. Okay, let's switch it up then. Let me, excuse me.
You want to look at it again?
Oh, honey, let me look at that. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
That might be a tick.
Is it?
That might be a tick. Oh, honey. You better go to the doctor and get that looked at. Oh, sweetheart.
I'm going to go get you a magnifying glass. You can't
go get
say
me
that.
A magnifying glass.
You can't say that's a joke.
I am not joking. And I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't joke.
Get your hands off me.
Because I understand how important it is for you to not have dicks on you. I get it.
Do you know how
it's
many...
frightening.
This year is...
Mm-hmm. What?
This year they are. It's going to be the biggest tick outbreak in years. And they're coming up with new diseases. It's crazy.
Wow. That is frightening. That is frightening, isn't it? Oof.
And I play golf. I'm out there amongst the
ticks.
Oh,
my God. You're brave.
You know
do you know that? You're brave to go playing golf with the ticks out there.
Do you know what I do?
What do you do?
I tuck my pant legs into my socks so they look like knickers.
Oh, good, good. But
so
then
they can't crawl
up
my
ticks
legs.
Can't crawl up in there.
Yeah.
Wow, that
and
is...
And then I even button up all the way up to
really
my...
That is really ingenious.
I also button up to my top butt on my collar.
Mm-hmm.
I look like Bagger Vance.
Oh, but it's a wonderful look, and it's utilitarian.
I try to tick-proof.
You know, it really works.
What'd you say it was?
Utilitarian. But then after I said it, I realized, why am I using words like that in front of you? It's wrong.
Utilitarian?
Close enough, honey. I think you're so smart.
Utilitarian?
You pick up on things so quickly.
What was it called?
Utilitarian.
What does that stand
for? Sorry, that was my old me coming out a little bit.
What was that?
What? It means it's useful. It has a purpose.
Oh, do you think you're better than everybody because you know things like that?
No, absolutely not. I'm worse than everyone. And I don't know if I say it enough, but I'm worse than you for sure.
Yeah, yes, you are. Yes, you are.
What else? What
could you live without me?
Never. How would I?
Huh?
How would I live without you?
What would you do?
I would just cry. I would just cry. Honey, don't. Please, let's not even talk about it. It's so frightening. It's more frightening to me than the ticks. So I don't want to say don't go golfing because I know how much you love it, but what if a tick bit you? And
I'm going to get a magnifying glass to make sure this isn't a tick. It wouldn't be under your skin.
You know what I think also when I talk to you? A lot of people wouldn't like the spittle on the ends of your mustache. I think it's charming. I like it. It makes you seem real, rugged. You know what I mean? Like, you don't care that much about your looks, which I find so refreshing in a man these days.
All right, let's move on.
Thank you for marrying me.
Shut
yeah, let's
up.
Move
you're
on.
You're getting on my nerves.
Oh, I'm sorry. What would you like me to do?
I don't know. You want to talk about my new female comic friend?
Yeah. What's her name?
Well, she's not my new friend. I watched her do roast battle. She was so good.
Sounds great.
She was very good.
I'm certainly not good at that sort of thing.
Well.
But I'm like that you find. I like that you find friends that are.
I am. I talk to the female comics at the stand because the ones I like from roast battle. I think, you know.
Well, who's what was her name? Who's this gal?
She was very good. She
was
very
so
good.
Great.
I'm surprised we never had her on our radio show.
What's her name?
Well, let's build up to my new female friend. Because all my L.A. female friends, I don't see them anymore. Because I'm not
right.
in L.A.
Right.
I don't see.
You know what I like about you? You always pick a girl who's hilarious, super funny, and looks good in a bikini. Which I think a lot of guys miss that second part.
I never seen Esther Koo in a bikini. She's my friend.
Mm-hmm.
I never seen, what's the other girl's name? In the
Kate Quigley. What a wonderful name for a wonderful gal.
I've never seen her in a bikini. I don't see those pictures. I don't look that up.
Karen Feehan.
She's my friend. I never seen her in a bikini.
Never have, huh?
Nope.
Well, why don't you just look at all their profile pics? I mean, they're out there. I'm sorry. That was rude.
Now, who's my new friend who friended me on Facebook?
Who, honey?
I got to look up her name. We'll move on.
So many times I say, who's friending you on Facebook? And you say, mind your business. I like that you're telling me things.
She was very funny on...
What the fuck is her name?
All right, relax. What the fuck's her name? Christine, I think.
Oh, God. You're the worst.
Christine Meyer.
I never heard of her.
Also, I know she was fucking funny on
Facebook. She's hilarious. Can I just say that? And
she killed on Facebook. I mean, on roast
battle. Can I just say this is a weird thing about guys? When they see a girl that's not hot, they'll be like, yeah, she's funny. She's funny.
This girl...
But then if she's hot, they'd be like, no, she is funny. Like, they're already being defensive about it.
Well,
so
not,
you know in your heart of hearts there's a little bit of bullshit going on. So you're like, no. I've heard guys do it 1,000 times on radio and stuff. I always know before they even say if the girl's hot because they'll be like... you know, so-and-so. I mean, she is funny. She's very funny. And then they'll be like, she's pretty hot. Yeah, but she is funny.
All right, relax.
No, she's funny.
Well, this girl is attractive. She's not Kate Quigley attractive. She's
well, nobody attractive. Is. Nobody is. Kate Quigley is an alien from another planet.
She's attractive, but she fucking was so good on Roast Battle last week. I wish I could look up her name.
Unfortunately, there's no way to do it.
Christine Ma.
One day they will
red hair.
Some kind of thing where you can, you know, I don't know why I'm using the word Google. That has not clearly been invented yet.
Well, if you're listening, you are fucking really funny.
Do you really think she's... Oh, you think she's...
Christine Mayer, M-A-Y-R.
I don't fucking know her.
I don't know. I'll look it up.
You would
know her.
Would I? I don't see.
Everybody knows you.
No, they don't. And if they do, they're like, look at that old fucking hag. I'm going to go impress her husband right now.
You're going to go what?
Do you think she's at her podcast right now? No, I mean, I think he is funny. He is.
Who, me?
Yes.
Well, that goes without fucking saying. Everybody knows.
I know, but because you're also hot. You're so dumb sometimes, you never, like, connect the dots.
I'm not hot. You think I'm hot?
No, I don't. I was making a joke. I'm sorry that it had to come to this.
Wait, I'm not hot.
Oh, no, you are. Yes, honey, you're so hot.
No, I'm on a 1-10 scale. I mean, if you took all the comics, I'm one of the better looking ones. I would imagine. Okay, me.
Would you imagine it? Why? Because you can't. I don't know what good looking is in the mail department. I can't tell.
Look, take some of the comics.
I'll tell you what's a good looking male. A symmetrical face, a nice body. It's the same as a fucking woman.
I have a symmetrical face.
Stop.
I have a semi-nice body.
Right. Yeah, you know what...
You know why girls are attracted to me?
I don't know. Maybe it's your fucking gum that's always, like, around... in your. It's like you have a problem with the mouth area. If you had, like, if you were a bandit, things would be a lot better for you. Do you know what I mean? Where this, right below your nose, was covered with one of those hanky things.
Oh.
Yeah, because it's the gum is fucking gross and annoying. And anytime you're talking to a girl, go, just say to yourself, I'm disgusting to her right now, because people look at your mouth when they talk to you. That's how it works. You know, they look at your eyes to your mouth. And in your case, I'm sure they're like, I can't talk to this guy anymore. It's disgusting. His hairs are getting spittle on them. They're hanging down into his mouth. There's gum chewing constantly.
No chance.
There's juice just flying. There's been many, many times where it's just, you're just spitting as you talk and it's going everywhere and you don't care. You're like, but yet you'll like hold in your belly. Like you think that's the problem.
No, I don't hold in it.
You make a weird face and your neck gets triple chinned because you're going like this, holding in your...
No, no.
Now am I attractive? Yeah.
No.
Now, spittle running down in the three chins. That's great. Perfect.
It's called... No one calls it spittle. They call it spit. Spittle's a made-up thing. I don't know where that came from. Spittle?
You're right, honey. You are right.
Spit. Drool. Not spittle. It sounds like a candy. Or something your mom would make in Canada.
Guys, the spittle's ready.
Some peanut spittle. All right. So.
So what? If you want to be attractive to women, why don't you stop with the constant gum chewing?
It's Nicorette gum.
Oh, thank you for clearing that. I didn't know. I just thought you were like into Bubblicious.
What?
Why did you say that to me?
Because it's what I do. I'm addicted to Nicorette gum. You don't just stop.
I know, but like, okay, but here's the thing. You don't have any, you don't realize anymore where the gum is in your mouth. Like, it's you're just gum. Like, no, because it'll be up here and you'll be laughing. You can see green up there.
No. When I'm talking
you
to
you put it in your upper lip and you're like, oh, you're funny. Ha, ha, ha. It's like, ooh, like you can see the ends of it hanging down sometimes. You know, then you're like,
when
pushing
talking,
it around, pushing it back.
When
it's
I'm
like,
talking to a gal, I make sure.
Oh, you go into the bathroom and you quickly clip your nose hairs and your mustache and
yeah.
Get your gum in place and then yeah, come yeah. out.
When I'm talking to a girl like Christine Marr.
That's not her name and we all know it.
It is. I think it is. I have to look it up. I'll look it up right now. Do a read. Do the read. She was very good on roast battle. That's what I like. You know what I like?
What
attracts me to a female?
I cannot look at your mouth.
You know what attracts me?
What?
A sense of humor. That's why I was attracted to you.
Yeah. No, I mean, I just don't remember you ever talking about...
What?
Fortune Feimster like this.
I don't know. I don't know her.
Yes, you do.
I mean, I do know her, but not...
And you thought she was funny, but you
I
were never
she was
like...
Great.
Whew. I can't wait to get into her pants. Okay, guys. Oh, I've done that one. Okay. This is for Blue Apron, which we've done many times, and it's always been terrific and wonderful. And it's... Let me just say this. Not all ingredients are created equal. When you get Blue Apron... You'll get the freshest, highest quality ingredients, and it makes a real difference in your cooking. So it's important to know where your food comes from, everybody. I'm all about it. I have weird food things I eat, things I don't eat, and you can just check off the boxes with Blue Apron of the things you don't want, the things you do want, and they'll send it right to your door. and then you'll just make what they tell you to make, which is always fantastic. And it's very affordable for less than $10 per person per meal. Blue Apron delivers seasonal recipes along with pre-portioned ingredients to make delicious home-cooked meals. It's so easy. It comes with step-by-step, easy-to-follow recipe cards and pre-portioned ingredients that can be prepared in 40 minutes or less. And I'm using this Blue Apron to teach my daughter how to cook, and it's working. She loves it. So Blue Apron's freshness guarantee promises that every ingredient in your delivery arrives ready to cook, or they'll make it right. Check out this week's menu and get your first 3 meals free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/VOS. You will love how good it feels and tastes to create incredible home-cooked meals with Blue Apron, so do not wait. That's blueapron.com/VOS. Blue Apron. It's a better way to cook. All right, folks. I'm here by myself. Rich has gone off to, I don't know, find his lady friend on a computer somewhere.
My lady friend?
I thought you were not supposed to have your phone around here.
I turned it off.
And, well, I was going to tell people to save me, to help me.
Help you
please.
What?
Out of this relationship. So I lost my ring, my wedding ring, but I found it.
Where'd you lose it? Where'd you leave it?
Well, I take it off every day for CrossFit because I don't like having it on when I do my workouts. But then I couldn't, I realized on Friday that I didn't have it. And I kept looking in my car, looking in my car, looking in my car, couldn't find it. And just now, right when I went, walked right there. I don't know, it was just laying on the floor. I don't know how it got there.
You know what? If you lose that ring...
But I was depressed and upset, and I knew you'd be mad at me. And then when I found it, I got happy again. Because I didn't want you to hit me. Not that he does that often, everybody.
Oh, look at the old hit me joke. Oh, yeah. Oh, boy. Look, brought that one back, huh? Oh... Okay, hold on. What, do I go to Facebook?
What? Why were you upstairs? What was going on?
I wasn't upstairs. I was in the hallway here.
Why?
Turning my phone on. So I could find my password for this computer.
Prep school admits 13 staffers engaged in sexual misconduct. That's amazing. I don't know what story that is, but 13?
13 what?
Go back.
I'm going back.
13... Oh, who cares about fucking Pippa Middleton?
I'm tired of those people.
It's like, are we going to go over the anniversaries of every person, famous person who's ever died constantly? Uh-oh, here we go.
Yes. All right, let's look up this girl. Chris, I think it's...
Well, you're spelling her name so weird.
I don't know. That's not right.
You just spelled Christine in a way that I've never seen before.
Oh. Hold on.
How about, usually people would spell their name Christine with C-H. I mean, it can be K, but try C-H. Put comedian Christine and see if it comes up.
All right. Hold on.
Oh, my God.
Hold on.
Why do you keep spelling it with a K?
Oh. You're right.
Try C-H.
C-H.
R-I-S-T-I-N-E. No, she doesn't come up. Oh, she's not real.
I'm telling you, how do I get to Facebook on this computer?
Why? She's on your... Go. What do you mean, how do you get to Facebook? Go up in the thing and put Facebook in, you dummy.
No,
no, not there.
Where? There?
Up there.
Up there?
Yes. Oh, uh-huh. My God. Oh, my God.
I'm getting, you know, you...
True TV, don't, like... Oh. I feel like that's a good thing. Like, electronics with Rich Voss.
Any new shows for True TV?
Well, I think a good show would be a roast. All female roasts, right? Where it's all females on the dais, a female roast master, and every week we roast a dude, but the dude's not there. Like, we do it behind their back, like real fucking women.
Oh, that's stupid. I mean, it's good, but there's no...
No what?
Rebuttal.
Yeah. Yeah, we don't like rebuttals. We just want to fucking complain about dudes.
All right, hold on.
So, True TV, you know, hey, we could call it,
Yeah, is this it?
Who's your mama?
Who's saying it? How do I not know her name? I just work.
Oh, God.
Hold on.
Let me.
No, I'm going to my friendly crush.
Okay, I know, but can we stop? Because honestly, it's. I try to give you some leeway on, well, this is what he wants to do with the. He cares more about the podcast than I do, so. You know. You didn't accept her friend request?
Did I? Yeah, I'm sure I did.
Well, then go to your things, and she probably it probably says.
Where?
You're now friends. Go to that.
What?
Oh, my God. Do you see where you have an alert?
Friends.
No. Do you see on the little world thing you have read?
That?
No.
That?
There you go. Notifications.
That's old.
Okay, but it might say she accepted your friend request or something.
See all.
Okay, forget it. Well, your relationship is going nowhere.
Oh, here. There it is. Chrissy. Chrissy Mayer. She was funny.
Chrissy Mayer.
All right. For those who missed my Roast Masters on Tuesday, hey, you want to see some of it? It's kind of funny.
Well, people won't be able to hear it.
Hold on.
Did you give her points?
I don't know how to give her points. What are you talking about? I go, you were great. Then she sent me that. What's that?
Oh, my God. You reached out to her and said you were great?
No, she said something to me, so I said
what'd she say
great.
To you? What did she reach out and say to you? I'm going to take this fucking bitch down.
What do you mean you're going to take her down?
I'm going to fucking make sure she never works in this town again. You reach out to my husband.
Wait, you don't want her
you
to
reach
work.
Out to my
you don't want, you don't want her to work in Hillsboro ever again.
She will not. Let me make that perfectly clear. You will not work in Hillsboro or the surrounding
Somerville, Raritan,
Princeton. I don't have any control over New Brunswick. Okay, but
no
Manville. No.
Oh, but I don't think I can get sound on this. Hold on. The sound.
Okay,
is,
Rich.
What? Hold on.
How about we pitch a show where you it's
Oh, forget it.
Rich Voss gives female comedians a score, a number. Rich Voss gives you a number, but between 1 and 10, what do you give her? And you have to encompass everything.
Like what?
Looks, comedy, castability.
Well, everybody's. I don't.
What's judge, her number?
I don't judge a person.
Is that her?
List. Yes. You want to see pictures?
Well, I will say this. She looks like she gives a fucking hell of a blowjob.
Why would you say that about
look at her. Look at that one where she's holding the pen right by her mouth. Oh, come on. Don't fucking act like she isn't ready to gobble your cock.
I'm sure she has a boyfriend.
I'm going to start a rumor.
What? I'm sure she has a boyfriend. So.
Chrissy Mayer, cock gobbler.
Really?
Ooh. Cock goblin Chrissy Mayer.
Well, first of all, you're,
look at her.
What?
I'm so hot. She better be funny after that bullshit.
First of all, she's...
Give her a number, and then we'll go through the girls that you like, and we'll give them numbers. That'll be your new show for True TV. What? Come on.
Anyhow, I didn't judge her by her being hot. I thought she was very funny. I don't think she's a supermodel. I think she's attractive, but she wore a nice outfit on stage.
Well, there you go. I mean, that's half the battle for a female comic.
Well, she wore a nice little skirt.
Oh, thank
nice
God. I hate when
good.
They try to look like men. You know what I mean? It's like,
yeah,
be feminine.
Be who you are.
Be feminine. And if yes. a guy in the audience wants to say something, let him talk. What the fuck? What's wrong with you? You gotta own the whole fucking...
But she was up against a big girl that's never done it. She was a, you know, big.
I know that girl.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do. Who? I can't remember her name, but it's also Christine, I think.
No, this girl was
I just read it on the thing.
What did you read? Who she was against?
Oh, my God. What did I read? What?
She was
against... Yes, it just said... Didn't it say, hey, if you missed my roast battle against blah blah blah.
Yeah, but here's the deal. That girl, Christy, what's her name?
My God.
The one that we just looked up?
Oh, we're going to change the name of this podcast. Conversations with an Old Man. What was her name? She wore a real nice skirt.
What was her
name? Enjoyed
Chrissy.
It. Chrissy. She didn't use any curse words. I thought that was nice. All these comedians coming up and talking about sex, I mean, in my day, a lady would never say half the things these ladies would say.
I'm not talking
say.
About her stand-up. I did work with her a couple of years ago, which I didn't remember.
Who?
This girl, Chrissy, like 2 years ago, I worked with her.
Chrissy, M-A-Y-R?
Yeah. Is that her name? Yes.
I can't take it.
What?
I can't take it. Is this what it's going to be like for the rest of my life with you?
No. So, let's
no.
go.
Are you going to go into dementia? Or are you just going to die?
Am I going to go into it?
Let it be the latter. Let it be the latter.
That's nice.
Well, if you had dementia, you get so mad about it. Because even your hearing's going a little bit, and you get so mad about it. And also, speaking of things you get mad about, this morning, you woke up, the dog was barking.
Your problem is, I tell you every time I'm taking a pee to quit talking to me, I can't hear it when you're pissing and the door's
closed.
Well,
I'm pissing, you're pissing.
No, if you're in a room and I'm trying to pee.
Yeah, you just said I'm pissing. You're pissing.
No, if I'm pissing and the door's closed, wait till I get done and then you talk to me. I told you that 10 to 20 times.
Okay, you know what, Rich? Thank you for... I hear you now and I won't do it anymore.
All right, go ahead.
It's aggravating to you, I can see that. You popped in a new... whatever those gums are called, Nicorette gum, in order to tell me that. You know what to do? Okay, this morning, do you remember this? You woke up, so you got on your phone. That's immediately the thing you do. You don't try to get back to sleep. You got on your phone. Then...
Well, I had a piece of Nicorette gum.
So your head's propped up. It's leaning forward. Yeah, you're eating your Nicorette gum. What, you want up? Come on. Come on up. And then you fall asleep. And your phone drops and you start snoring. And then, because you're the way that you're leaning. And
first of all, you're not painting a nice picture for Chrissy.
Chrissy, if I die, and let me just say, you're going to be in a lot of fucking trouble if I die. I thought about this a lot. If either one of us has a weird accidental death, we're going to prison.
No.
We're fucked.
No, I've
never... The other one is fucked.
I've never threatened you like you threatened me.
You don't have to threaten somebody to go to prison. They'll just be like, Your Honor, these... One thing is our podcast will get famous.
What?
Oh, my God. I just wrote my death warrant by saying that. We'll get famous if one of us kills the other.
No.
You'll be like, well, how long could I go to jail for? You'll be like, who cares? I'm 60. I'll be in jail. I'll finally get to suck some cock. This is perfect.
I don't want jail cock.
You don't?
That's disgusting.
I'm sure there's some white-collar dudes in there you'll like.
No. If anything, if I was there, I'd get mine sucked because I'd be fucking. I'd run my tear.
Your chai tattoo would make people turn and.
My chai tattoo.
Don't you have a chai tattoo that means life?
Chai.
Oh, hi.
It's not tea.
Oh, my. I'm dumb. Okay, so this is the point. You're laying there.
Oh, shit, it stopped.
Psych! You're so awful and dumb. Is it like...
Go ahead.
If you're listening to this, can you please stop now? Put me out of my misery. Just because you know what? If everyone just stopped listening to it,
That's
I wouldn't have
true.
To do it anymore.
We never know the numbers. We have good numbers.
We're like Netflix.
No.
So you're laying there, a asleep snoring, and then I go, can you please like roll over and, you know, take your glasses off and go back to sleep? No, I'm on my phone. Just leave me alone. Then you go back on your phone, do it again. 2 seconds later, wake me up again. I go, can you please put your phone away? Why don't you leave me alone? Mind your business. You're so mean. It's like, I know, but you keep waking me up. And the thing is, like, wouldn't the normal people just be like, oh, sorry. Like, immediately apologize for waking the other person up? I know I would. I remember when I had a bad cough. I would cough and I'd say, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. This has got to be annoying to you. I'm so sorry. And was it my fault that I had a cough? No, it wasn't my fault. But I thought, oh, it's probably awful for him to have to deal with that.
What, the cough?
Yes, my point being is that you just like think you should just be able to do and act however you want.
That's
and
not true.
Then yell at someone.
I don't yell on purpose. It's in the morning and you're disturbing me when
Did I wake you up the way that you woke me up?
First of all, I don't snore like that. I don't want
God, I'm scared.
I don't want people listening to think that you can't wake or sleep with me without being uncomfortable, because you can be comfortable.
Chrissy.
You can be comfortable.
Kate.
Who's Kate? Oh, Kate.
Oh, you forgot. Chrissy made you forget about Kate already?
No. Kate's West Coast.
Karen. And they're all
I would never.
Chrissy, Kate, Karen.
No, Karen, I have no sexual. That's complete fucking.
You just like her because she's mean.
I like her on stage. I like how she is on stage. I just like it.
Mm-hmm.
So,
but you don't. You're like, if she offered you a blowjob, you would totally say no.
No, not at all. No, thank you. One, she went out with one of my friends, so I would never do that.
Mm.
That's one.
Mm-hmm.
Two, I'm married. No, I'll do that. Number one. One, I'm married.
Thank you. No, I appreciate you.
Two.
I thought that was going to be like an unspoken thing that we're just like sort of.
What?
But you're actually taking it into consideration.
No, I'm not taking. You said if she would offer you it, you would, and I'm saying.
I'm saying like if you weren't married.
If I wasn't married.
I mean, that seems like a thing. Like you wouldn't have to bring that part up.
No, I wouldn't if I wasn't married.
Like, I don't think that you're going to just give. Hey, you didn't say.
If I wasn't married. No, because she went out with my friend.
You can get a blowjob for, what, 11 seconds?
12 seconds.
We've been married 12 years.
I don't know. I lost count.
Well, however many years, you get 1 second to no questions asked.
Get the fuck out of here.
What? You could come in 12 seconds.
If I jerk off for a minute before.
So do what you gotta do. I mean, the rules are loosey-goosey, man.
You would lose your mind if you walked past my car and saw some girl blowing me.
I honestly would feel bad. Like, I know I've said this before, but I would feel bad for the girl.
Why?
Because I don't think anyone would really want to fucking.
Huh?
I can't imagine it.
I'm fucking a cat.
I know, I'm sure you are, but I know you too well at this point. Do you know what I mean?
No.
It's like, I can put up with you because I get it. I do. I've been with you long enough where I actually feel some kind of love towards you.
Yeah, but I'm a good fuck.
I mean, when you put your mind to it, sure. And by putting your mind to it, I mean when you imagine me as a man. You're fantastic.
So, no, I would never let her blow me because she dated my friend. And Alex. All these... Stop it. You're not supposed to do this. We're doing it. People...
Well, it's because rain is coming up.
Oh, our daughter's coming back. God, it's 20 after 3. Raina, come say hi. It's been a while. You know, and also, too, if there's any girl I ever dated, I would want Raina to approve her. Raina, come here.
Fine.
Fine. When you look cute tonight, today. You have a stain on your pants. Is that from the rain?
Yeah.
How was school?
Good.
Talk up.
Good.
People miss you. People miss you on the podcast. They go, where's Raina been? Raina. I'm going to show you pictures of different female comics. And if I had to date somebody else, I would let you help pick them, okay?
Can't, for the record, Raina's making the most eye-rolly face in the world. She's not impressed with your shenanigans.
Will you help me pick a side girl?
What's the pay?
What's the pay?
That's what you say. You don't say, like, hey, no, you're not going to cheat on mom.
it's not cheating, it's a side, it's just someone to hang out with and, you know.
Answer my question, what's the pay?
$50.
I'll do it.
Okay.
Oh my God. Terrible.
Sorry, Mom.
She threw you under the bus for $50.
Oh my goodness.
All right,
take
move
it out
on. Scram. Take the dog upstairs and play with the dog. Do your homework. Do you have homework? My kid has got all A's all year long.
Even though she can't put her socks on properly?
Shut up.
One's inside out.
Mm-hmm.
She's stupid.
You're stupid.
You know what she'll do? She'll go to school, and I'll pick out her clothes in the morning, or say, and they'll be so wrinkled. I go, you can't wear that. It's too wrinkled. She goes, people don't care if you wear wrinkled clothes to school. Like, she'll wear wrinkled pants that...
Well, I mean, your pants are wrinkled.
No, I'm wearing sweatpants. And there's, like, don't kids, do other kids wear wrinkled clothes?
Can you take Allie upstairs, please? And honestly, like, this podcast is so boring anyway, and now Dad is making it even
worse.
Yes. By talking about wrinkled clothing on his daughter. Like, hey guys, tune in this week. We talk about Raina's wrinkled clothing. Woo! I gotta get that podcast. That sounds really remarkable. That's good. That's really good.
I'm just saying, I'm comparing kids.
Wait, we have to wait 45 minutes to hear the wrinkled clothing part? I mean, woo! And later you'll be like, why don't we name it? And then it's like, the name you pick is like, always something.
What should we call this one?
Oh, I'll get a blow... This is you. Should I call it I'll Get a Blowjob from Chrissy? I'm like, no, don't call it that name. Like, should we call it Wrinkled Clothing? Yeah, that sounds like something people would want to listen to.
No, I'm going to call this one Spittle.
Oh, it's great. That's a great title.
Oh, well, you give me a title.
No, every title I've ever given you...
Let's hear one of your fucking dumb titles.
How about fucking Trim Your Fucking Beard?
It's not what a title. Trim your beard. You're my beard.
I know.
Get
the truth.
Get it?
If that's a part of your life, I don't want it ever.
That was a joke.
Just
you get
keep it on the super DL. I don't want somebody to ever be like, you know.
I don't want to say names.
I had a boyfriend once then people were like, you know, he was really into coke. And I didn't know. And I was like, weird.
I got a story, but it doesn't matter because there's no names involved. Can I tell you a story?
I'm sure that's a lot of your stories.
Why would that make sense?
You couldn't remember the girl 1 minute ago, and now you can't remember that you didn't remember?
Chrissy. Oh. I remember now. Very funny. I don't know if I should tell a story. It doesn't matter, right?
Mm-hmm.
Forget it.
What is the story?
I met a girl or know a girl that was married for 10 years and never had sex with her husband once. And then found out he was gay.
Well, and then found out he was gay?
Yes. Who would go that long, 10 years?
Well, so some people are not that interested in sex.
Really? 10 years? Yeah, they're called nuns.
I mean, explain everybody's fucking, you know, people have high sex drives, some people have lower sex drives, you know?
You know why they call them nuns? I don't want none of that.
Oh. Put it in the act, my friend. But, I mean, it's like, you can't tell, like, what are you gonna, you think everyone has the same, like, whatever as you?
What? Sex drive?
Yeah.
No.
No. So some less, some more. Some people have put a higher premium on something else.
Like what?
Yeah, maybe they like eating together, enjoys going out to restaurants or traveling or doing New York Times crossword puzzles together in bed.
Well, we do a lot of things together. We
eating
play tennis.
Croissants. You won't. You will not even drink a coffee in bed in the morning. I like to lounge around in bed a little bit.
Not me. I like to go right to my desk and
take
care.
That's why you and I will never work.
I got a lot of work done today this morning, even last night.
Well,
I booked a room.
Not on your beard.
I booked a room.
I
got to put it on my website.
It up.
Vermont Comedy
Club. That's what you call it. Rich's beard.
I'm going to get Chrissy to open for me on the road.
Do it.
I need a pretty girl. to open for me.
Well, then I get someone else. Sorry. I only said that to be funny. I saw a joke and I went for it.
I wonder if Kate Middles. Do you know, I feel so bad for Middlemax because they really can't get work because no club is going to pay for them to come in. No club is going
to. Yeah, I know. They would pay for me to come in and put me in a hotel.
Yeah, like it's so. I mean, there's so many local comics in those towns that it's got to be super tough.
Well, you got to start headlining right away.
It's got to be super tough. I feel bad for them, you know. I mean, I was at Levity this
Karen
weekend.
Karen creates her own shows and stuff. She creates her own opportunities.
Karen?
Mm-hmm. She books her own. She does what you do. She, like, figures out a place in a town.
Really? In other towns?
Mm-hmm. Well, takes a bunch of girls with her.
Really?
Creates a title for a show. Gets some press. Mm-hmm.
And she opened for you in Connecticut, right?
Yeah, she was great.
So, what do you call it? Well, I mean, I was at Levity over the weekend. That's local. So, you know, who did I get? The middle act was from Jersey, Ken. And the opener was from New York or Queens. You know, so, yeah, if you're a New York-based middle, you could work Governors or Bananas or Stress Factory or Philly.
Well, they all They all have jobs still.
Daytime ones.
Yes.
Yeah. But there's enough work if you're a middle act in New York or New Jersey, you know, Connecticut, Baltimore. Well, no, anywhere that you don't have to sleep over.
Mm-hmm.
Then you know, you can keep pretty busy.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel sorry for these ones. You know, somebody asks, you know, can I go on the road with you? They're saying, no. Well, am I going to share a room with you?
Yeah.
You know? Like, even if it was a female.
Well, some of them, okay.
I can't share a room with them. I'm married, you know? And plus.
You can't share a room with them even if you're not married, you perv. Are you kidding me?
Perv? I wonder if I ever shared a room. No. With male comics, they made you.
The only time I ever had to share a room was with The Last Comic Standing. They made us share rooms.
And that's a TV show.
Well, thank you for pointing that out, because I think a lot of people didn't realize.
I can't. Is it coming back this year? No. Huh?
I don't think so.
Why would your voice crack like that?
I mean, I don't know.
Are you tired?
No, the thing about this podcast is that you just talk about shit that you feel like talking about, and then I'm just like, oh, I've got to try to make it funny. Oh, Chrissy's a cunt. Boop, 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 boop. And then you never are like, hey, what's going on with you? Like,
I always say what's going on with you. What's
no.
happening? Oh, I started off what's going on. How's it going? What's going on? That's how I started off, but you don't ever want to tell any stories.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize that.
Do you have a story from over the weekend?
No, I don't.
Why? You worked all the way in Connecticut.
Yeah, drive to fucking Connecticut. They said to me, we're going to get you a car. I was like, okay. And then I was like, hey, what about the car? I kept texting the girl, what about the car? She goes, and let me just preface this by saying, everyone was like super nice, super folksy, you know. And she goes, Craig will be there at 5:30. And I go, wait, who's Craig? And she was like, I gave him your phone number and here's his phone number. And I was like, who's Craig? And then she was like, oh, he's a volunteer, has been working for the, you know, whatever this event is every year. I was like, I'm not going to fucking drive 2 hours with a dude like that I don't know. Like, don't you think that's weird? It's like, give me a professional car.
Yes.
Or I'll drive my fucking self.
You know, his car might break down on the way to the gig.
It's just like, sit in the back and just be like, I'm just going to be on my phone in the back? Or do I have to sit in the front and fucking talk to the guy for 2 hours? And the guy's going to drive from Connecticut 2 hours to pick me up, then drive me 2 hours there, then after the gig, drive me 2 hours back. And the other people, they came from New York. Well, originally they wanted me to go to New York to get the car. I was like, that makes no sense. I kept saying the whole time, every available turn, I kept going, I'll just drive myself. Then when I got there, they're like, we could have had a driver for you. I was like, that's
who's going to donate 8 hours of their fucking time?
It's so bizarre. And it's like at some point, so the other comedians had to get a car. They had to all share the car together. And one of the comedians got in a fight with the driver on the way there. And it was like a political fight, Trump versus Hillary. And got in a huge fight and made the other comedians uncomfortable.
Well, that person is not, in my opinion, easy to get along with.
Well, it doesn't matter. It's just like, that's why you have a professional fucking driver.
Well, the driver was professional, wasn't it? They took him from New York?
No. Once again, they just had like a volunteer go
so
to New York and get
him. It doesn't matter. Even a professional driver has an opinion. That person probably started it. Why would the driver start a fight with one of the comics?
It doesn't matter. First of all, you wouldn't be in a car with other comedians. You'd have your own. If somebody says to you, "Hey, you're getting here, we'll get you a car," what do you think that means? Do you think somebody's showing up with a fucking hatchback, like, to take you somewhere? Well, let me put these clothes in the trunk here so you can sit in the seat. No, you have a fucking
yes.
You know, whatever they're called, car service. You think you're getting car service?
Yeah, but
and I've never had anyone be like, "Hey, we're getting you a car," and it means like, Tony's son is going to come pick you up. Like, it's never happened in my life.
Well, even still, that person that you worked with is going to, is not, you know, whatever. I don't want to bad mouth
anybody. Well, I wasn't in the car. The point isn't who started the fight. The point is if you were in a car service situation, the guy's not going to, even if he disagrees with you, even if you say something, he's not going to get a fight with you because he doesn't want to lose his fucking job. A volunteer starts having a fucking, you know, whatever.
Yeah, well, same with that comic. Don't bring up your fucking point of view. It's half
yes,
your
fault. Yes, but you're the customer. So that comic would normally be able to bring that up and the driver would just ignore them or whatever and drive them there and it wouldn't turn into a fight. You see my point? You're the fucking customer.
No other customer.
That's why you pay for a fucking service.
Yeah, but if
you don't have,
as
like,
a
three
customer,
other comedians in the car and a driver who's willing to have a full-blown fucking yelling match.
Was it a yelling match?
I know all you want to do is be mad at the person who
fight.
Yes, because
no.
You don't like that person, but
no, that's not true. But if I walked into
do you not see the bigger...
Yes, I see. If I walked into SolidWorks and started yelling at the guy, oh, I could tell you're a so-and-so supporter, yelling, and being an asshole.
I'm almost 100% positive that didn't happen. As crazy as you think this person is, they're not that fucking loose, like, canon, whatever.
Loosey-goosey?
They're not, like... Yeah, they've been in this business very successfully for a long time.
Yes, very.
You know, a lot of success, okay? I just saw them in People magazine.
Yeah. Good.
I'm just saying, like, they're not... Obviously, they're not that fucking nutso that they'd just be like, "You look like a Trump supporter, you fucking piece of shit." That's not what happened. I don't know what happened, but the other comedian told me it was really uncomfortable. He was shaken.
He was shaken?
Yeah, he was like, he wanted to talk about it. He was like,
"Well, why don't you tell everybody he's an epileptic?"
I wasn't saying he was shaking.
Oh.
He was shaken. S-H-A-K-E-N. Shaken.
Like shaken up?
Right.
Is that what you're saying?
Yes. You've never heard the term shaken?
Well, no, people go, they would say he was shaken up. They wouldn't say...
Yes, shaken. Okay, thank you. Thank you, the guy who's fucking read one book in the last fucking 20 years.
Oh, really?
What, name a book that you've read.
Name a book that I've read?
In the last 20 fucking years.
In 20 years? I can name about 20 of them in the last 20 years.
Oh,
okay, or tons of them.
Oh,
yes, I can.
Just how about in the last 15 years?
I could still name some. No, 15 since I met you.
Since you met me, you've not read any books.
I stopped reading when I met you.
Yeah, why? Because I do all the thinking for us?
No,
you don't need
to. I got too many other responsibilities that take up too much time.
Oh, like waking up and getting on your phone?
Mm-mm.
You don't even get books on your phone.
Yes, I know that. I know that. Oh, thank you for teaching me that. I know that. And who's going to read a book on the phone?
Nobody. You know what? Let me stop you right there. You're so right. It is a $0 fucking business.
No, a lot of people do it, but...
You just said, who does it?
People...
Mary and John and James and Ted.
People that...
Nimesh.
That only want to read fucking two paragraphs at a time and then turn the page. I mean, how much can you fit on a phone? A couple paragraphs and you got to turn the page again.
Well, you're reading fucking articles on your phone, aren't you?
No.
All you do is videos. What are you doing on the phone?
Scrabble.
Bye. I'm done. Thank you.
You can't just get up and walk away. Do you got gigs coming up?
No, nothing.
What do you mean you got nothing?
I'm in the city this weekend.
Now, you give the title of this. You name the title. What's the title do you want it to be?
Rich's Beard.
No!
Rich's Unruly Beard.
That's too long of a title. Listen. That was
she
Bonnie
really
Fallon.
Hates him. It's really true.
This weekend.
Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say
I give some plugs and then I end it.
It's more like a suicide
this Wednesday in Seattle, the Comedy
she's
Underground. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, the Comedy in Vancouver.
Text me totally
at the golf course
as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dull. She really hates
it. I don't know the
city. Really true.
25 minutes from downtown, I guess. Go behind the wall. There's some great content. And check out my website, richvoss.com, for all my upcoming dates. And I'll talk to you guys later. That's all I got.